seems like you cannot pick up any article about supplements lately and not read about magnesium, 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 how you need to take magnesium. And I thought, I know nothing about it. I want to get to the bottom of this issue. So talking to us today is Professor Celine Bernstein, health mentor, functional medical nutritionist in clinical practice and author of Health Seekers. Professor Bernstein, what a pleasure to have you on the Home Run this afternoon.
Lovely talking to you, Simon, and I'm going to put everybody in the picture regarding magnesium.
Good.
So, first of all, you need to be aware that although magnesium is found in a wide variety of foods, supplements mm-hmm. can offer benefits, particularly for people with low intake. And when you have the low intake and you take a magnesium supplement, it can take 20 to 40 weeks to reach a steady level of magnesium supplementation. So if you want to check your magnesium, you ask for serum magnesium at any of the labs. Remember, serum magnesium. Now, let me explain to you what is magnesium. It is the fourth most abundant mineral in your body, and your body can't work properly without it. And the nutrient is essential for hundreds of metabolic processes and many other important bodily functions, from producing energy to building important proteins. I do want to mention, however, that low magnesium levels is often caused by gastrointestinal disorders and certain medication. So, I mean, when you go to a functional medical nutritionist, she will not just deal with a symptom you are experiencing, she will do a thorough lowdown on everything about you. So it's important to go to a functional medical nutritionist. So what else can I tell you? What are the health benefits?
Can you take too much?
I can't hear you.
Can you take too much?
Yes, you can take too much. And there are different types of magnesium to choose from. And when people choose magnesium citrate, that also helps the tummy. So if you take too much, you are definitely going to have a bit of diarrhea, etc. There's a certain limit of magnesium supplement that you must take. You know, it's definitely found in food, believe it or not. It's found in your legumes, your nuts, your seeds, your whole grains, and green leafy vegetables. Meat and fish also contain magnesium, but in much smaller amounts. So in eating processed foods, you're definitely not going to get enough magnesium. So when you ask me, can you take too much? The most important thing is from food, males usually get 400 to 420 milligrams and females mm-hmm. 320 to 360. That's eating unprocessed foods and the foods I mentioned, the legumes, etc. The modern diet today is very low in magnesium. And if you can't get enough magnesium through your diet, it is safe for you to take a supplement. So you've got to watch your dosage. I would suggest between 200 to 400 milligrams per day. That depends on the brand. And you have to read the dosages on the label. More is not better. And the tolerable upper limit for supplemental magnesium is 350 milligrams per day. And below this level, you're unlikely to experience any digestive side effects. But if you have a deficiency and you heard how long it would take to reach a decent level, you may need higher doses. But you have to check that with a healthcare professional before taking large doses of magnesium that exceed this limit. the different types of magnesium. I mentioned magnesium citrate. You've got to be careful of taking too much because it can cause the tummy to run.
What is
Did I interrupt
glycinate?
you?
What is glycinate?
And there's magnesium glycinate. A lot of people take magnesium glycinate. I think it's better. You're not taking chances with tummy upsets. The main thing I suggest is you take magnesium at night. That's very, very important. There's, of course, magnesium lactate, magnesium aspartate, magnesium chloride. I think you need to discuss this with your health practitioner. So the bottom line, the mineral magnesium is essential for keeping your body functioning at its best. And adequate magnesium intake has been linked to a reduced risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and other conditions. And magnesium does help one sleep. A lot of people, especially elderly people, battle to fall asleep and stay asleep. So I really suggest that dosage of like 350 milligrams to be taken at night, but choose a good brand. And I'm not here to talk about brands.
Sure. Professor Bernstein,
so
that was
what else would you like to ask me?
No. You've addressed all the issues that I wanted to address this afternoon, because I kind of was of the opinion that if you're eating a healthy diet, you really didn't need to fall for this "you must take anything" story. You telling me that the kind of foods that we are eating that make up our diets, the modern diet, is not giving us sufficient amounts of these trace elements that we need in our body. So that's fascinating to me. And I must take glycinate. So I wasn't given bad advice at all, by the sounds of it.